Right, tonight's story is Izzy and Frank.
Who is it by and who did all the drawings?
I'll tell you now. It was written by Katrina Lehman and illustrated by Sophie Beer.
And who is it by?
Katrina wrote it and Sophie did all the drawings. Okay? Here we go.
Who did all the paintings?
Izzy loved her island. Her house.
Yeah. Mum, who did all the paintings?
Sophie.
Sophie.
Okay.
Just her.
Yeah. Izzy loved her island. Her house had no corners and a staircase that twirled high into the sky.
Was she have a lighthouse?
From her bedroom, she spied dolphins diving and stingrays gliding. She loved the wind that whistled and wailed and the waves that lapped at her feet. But most of all, she loved Frank. Every morning, Izzy woke to find Frank waiting patiently. What's Frank?
A bird.
He's a seagull, isn't he?
Seagull.
After breakfast, they set off around their island with buckets and sandwiches. Although Frank usually couldn't wait until lunch. On grey, storm, rainy days, they dug up treasure, played hide and seek, and drew pictures in the sand. On blue sky, sunny days, they swam with seals, hunted crusty crabs, and poked sparkly, spiky starfish. Wow. On wild, wind, blowy days, they outraced sea monsters. Oh, look, the waves look like monsters rushing to the shore. And fought off pirates. Cool. And some days things just happened when all they were doing was counting sand. Oh, Frank is sitting on top of her head. That's kind of funny, isn't it? Frank and Izzy fell asleep to the sounds of their island. Every night after the sun sank into the sea. But one morning, everything changed. Oh. Izzy, what happened? Oh, it looks like Izzy had to leave the island because they sold the lighthouse. So look, she's on a boat, looking very sad, sailing away from the island.
Because
Frank is still there.
Yeah.
Izzy hated the city. Her new house was small with sharp corners. There were no winding stairs and no views of the sea. The streets were narrow and busy and traffic hummed late into the night. She didn't understand the other children and the games they played. She was told to wear shoes and sit still and be quiet, please. Izzy ached for the wind in her hair and the taste of sand and salt in her mouth. She missed her lighthouse. She missed her island. And most of all, she missed Frank. Every day and every night, Izzy searched the grey streets and the grey sky, but Frank didn't come. Then one morning, Izzy woke to something tugging on her hair. And there was Frank, waiting patiently. After breakfast, the two of them set out with sandwiches to explore her new home. They buried treasure, played hide and seek, and drew pictures on the walls. They swam in the fountain, chased butterflies in the park, and fought off pirates. Awesome. And at the end of the day, they ate chips and fell asleep to the sounds of her new home. Oh, look, they're in a park on a blanket. And there's like a market stalls in the park. Oh, it looks nice. Now, every morning, Izzy wakes to the sound of the sea.
There's
and
like
the
one,
city.
Two, three, four, five yeah. Franks.
She knows she will never forget her island. And that Frank will be with her wherever she goes. And that's the end of our story, Roar. I liked that one.